Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Holdinger. At the G7 summit, President Biden is expected to push for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine. It would be funded by profits from frozen Russian assets. The House votes to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 207. The resolution is adopted.
Republicans are demanding that he turn over the recordings of the special counsel's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. A Justice Department memo, meanwhile, that was obtained by ABC News, says the contempt statute would not apply to Garland. The Southern Baptist Convention has voted to oppose in vitro fertilization. The Fed is leaving a key interest rate unchanged, but Chair Jerome Powell has signaled that a cut could come later this year. NBA legend Jerry West has died at the age of 86. This is ABC News. House Speaker Mike Johnson weighing a move to show support for the former president tomorrow.
Ex-President Donald Trump meeting with House Republicans Thursday as Speaker Johnson considers whether to bring up a bill showing allegiance to Trump after his historic conviction. In regards to Trump's continuous rhetoric calling the New York hush money trial rigged, Johnson was asked whether he thinks Trump respects the rule of law.
Of course he respects that, and we all do.
It's not clear yet if Republicans have the votes to pass the messaging bill to support Trump, but even if it were to pass, it doesn't stand a chance in the Senate. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
6 years after the Parkland school shooting, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School will be demolished starting tomorrow in what officials say will be a weeks-long process. New plans for the site have yet to be announced. Indonesian police arrested a sixth in a suspected poaching ring targeting critically endangered rhinos. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How does one beat Joe Biden? How does one beat Joe Biden? Crime is down, according to the FBI. Jobs are up for the longest stretch in a long, 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 long time. Well, you go after inflation. You prop up third, fourth, and fifth party candidates. You trigger international conflicts, distracting anti-war activists and get them energized against power. You invest hordes of secret money, go to Silicon Valley, anti-democracy, anti-American donors to try to undermine the basic middle-class values of the country. You build the biggest or utilize the biggest right-wing media operation in the history of the world. Those are just some of the ways. How are you supposed to evaluate a president? How are you supposed to evaluate Joe Biden? And how do we evaluate him on the economy? I am fascinated about that question. I have my own thoughts, but rather than just relying on mine, we have a guest, and she is an expert. Her name is Amy Hanauer. She is at ITIP, Institution of Taxation and Economic Policy. Bill Clinton's campaign ran on the simple slogan, "It's the economy, stupid." How is the economy going? What are the differences between the presidential candidates when it comes to the economy? What is Joe Biden's economic record? How should we evaluate it? What are things that aren't being discussed enough in most discussions? Amy Hanauer, thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
When we think about Joe Biden's economic record, where should we start?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think what you need to realize is that there are a set of policies that are being instituted this time around that really differ from kind of the economic paradigm of the last 40 or 50 years, where kind of markets were king and whatever business wanted completely prevailed. And I think that we're seeing a different set of priorities, and it's really created kind of extremely low unemployment, wage growth for the first time in a meaningful way in 40 to 50 years. And, you know, I think some real, some deep investments in green jobs and in other long-time necessities of the country. So that's where I'd start.
And if we're evaluating Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, economic policy, the president doesn't dictate everything in the economy. They can get more blame or more credit than they deserve by virtue of being the president. Our friend Larry calls in to make the point, I might even want to ask you about this, that the Fed has not lowered interest rates under Democratic presidents as vigorously as they have under Republican presidents. There are lots of factors. I see you're nodding head, and thank you for that. When you evaluate, and when people evaluate, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden economic policy, where should they start, or where do you start?
Well, I mean, so one of the big things I like to start with, and my organization is the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, ITEP.org, is I want to start with taxes, because the single biggest legislative achievement of the Trump administration, some would say the only legislative achievement of the Trump administration, was to cut taxes for wealthy people and corporations, reducing revenue for the federal government, ballooning the deficit, and ballooning inequality in the process. So that's Trump's, you know, that's what Trump did, and that's what he most wants to do. When you talk about Trump's economic policies, take apart the culture wars, leave aside the other kind of distractions, his biggest economic thing was cutting taxes for wealthy people and corporations. For President Biden, I think it was, there were a number of legislative achievements, some bipartisan and some pushed through against Republican opposition, that did a lot of big investments in the economy. But certainly one of the bigger legislative achievements of the Biden administration was to raise taxes on those corporations that were very large and were paying very, very little, and to fund the IRS to go after the wealthiest tax avoiders and corporate tax avoiders. So that's a really stark contrast, and it fits well with the things that my organization has expertise in.
In terms of the jobs record, how do we characterize it? Is it like, what's the takeaway on how job growth or job loss is done under the Biden administration?
Yeah, I mean, and this is one of the things where it may not be entirely fair. The Trump administration was in power when COVID hit. But, you know, unemployment hit 14% under the Trump administration, and his was the only modern presidential administration to see net job loss. I think it was about 2.7 million jobs that were lost between the first day of the Trump administration and the last day of the Trump administration. By contrast, we've seen really incredibly strong job growth under President Biden. Now, that was to be expected because he came in at a time when we'd seen a huge number of layoffs, but it has been sustained. It has continued. It's continued despite the Fed's actions, you know, deliberately designed to tamp down the economy. And we've got sustained low unemployment for a really long time under this president and sustained job growth. So it's pretty impressive.
So, and I do want to, momentary educational moment for maybe a few of us, differentiate a little bit between fiscal policy and monetary policy, right? Fiscal policy is taxing and spending. Monetary policy is essentially price of money, is what the Fed does. How would you characterize the Fed's moves? Do you, and how should we think about it? When our friend Larry calls in and reminds us that the Fed seems to be in the tank for right-wing economic policy ever since the days of Ayn Rand, the Fed will jack up interest rates on Jimmy Carter and spur stagflation. They has jacked up interest rates under Joe Biden and has jacked up inflation. They didn't do the same thing with Donald Trump. They cut it early, even before COVID, and so they didn't have as much room to cut late. How would you characterize the Fed's moves?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that that's necessarily wrong. I think the Fed is a really blunt tool for a set of an economic reality that has really changed. You know, we've just seen a lot of corporate consolidation, and a lot of the inflation that we've seen in recent years is either the result of supply chain shortages or an increasing number of scholars are pointing to kind of corporate consolidation and corporate control over large swaths of the economy. And the Fed doesn't really try to intervene in that. And so I think it's a really strong case for a set of more assertive policies from Congress and the president to rein in corporate consolidation, to to take on junk fees, to do some things that kind of help in the economy beyond just the blunt tool of raising or lowering interest rates. And yeah, so I'll pause there for a second.
Well, so you brought up consolidation. So antitrust enforcement, actually realizing that there is a Sherman Act, actually realizing that there is a Federal Trade Commission, that wealth disparities are not entirely divorced from, or not entirely disconnected, I should say, from how much consolidation there is, that and the sort of overly, maybe put it the other way, the insufficient analysis of the Bork Doctrine in antitrust. How would you, and I keep using the word characterize, I use it again, how would you characterize the difference in antitrust enforcement and antitrust philosophy in sort of pro or anti-monopoly moves between a Biden administration and a Trump administration?
Yeah, well, one thing is I would definitely encourage anyone who's watching to check out the June edition of the American Prospect magazine. I'm lucky enough to be the chair of the board of that magazine. But they put out a whole special edition on pricing and how pricing really works. I'll hold it up for you. And I'd encourage you to go to prospect.org and check that out. But, I do think what we're seeing from the Biden administration is a departure from a sort of primacy of the market that has held sway over Republican and Democratic administrations for a lot of the period since in the post-war period, or since I would say the early 1980s, since the Reagan administration. And I think it's an interesting departure that I think holds a lot of potential to maybe get a handle on the raging inequality that we see, the raging corporate power we see. A lot more is required. I think it's just the early steps. I think we've got to kind of get money out of our politics, too, if we want to really take this on. But I think that there is a more assertive Federal Trade Commission. I think there is a more assertive CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And I think those those more assertive actions are long overdue.
And when you say, I think, is there data to demonstrate? How is this evaluated? How do we actually know? Because to me, I mean, this is why I was an Elizabeth Warren fan, is because to me, I knew that whoever was president wasn't going to have an easy time in Congress, that the regulatory state, that the apparatus of the administration, that was much of what was at stake and much of what is at stake in the White House, in a general election and the primary. And my hypothesis then was that Elizabeth Warren would make adept use of the regulatory state, make adept use of the administrative function of the White House and of the presidency. And one challenge is, it's like I've been shouting to the heavens to get people, to get voters, to get listeners, to get human beings, get family and friends to care about the courts when they vote, to recognize that who gets to appoint federal judges, Supreme Court judges, yes, and beyond, matters immensely. And by the way, the right wing has known this for a long time. I'm now sort of also going to, in the context of Project 2025, et cetera, try to yell to the heavens, like, hey, who manages, who controls the administrative state matters a lot. But it's sort of, even just saying that took a lot of words. Administrative state, that's not that fun to say, right? I need a cooler way to say that. And who runs the FTC? Crap. No, there's not. I mean, how many listeners right now? I can't name the head of the FTC right now, right? And I care about it. So how do we, maybe that's a sort of communications question. How do we talk about this stuff? But what I'm asking you is, how do we even evaluate it? How can you make the case that it matters who is president when it comes to things people actually do care about? Are we going to have an economy where more people have a chance or fewer people have a chance? Are we going to have more junk fees or fewer junk fees? Are we going to have more secret fees or fewer? Are we going to get treated more fairly with payday loans or not have as many unfair payday loans as there were? Right? That's an older thing that Democrats have to take on. How do we illustrate or even evaluate that difference?
Yeah. Well, so I'll take on like one little piece of what
you're
saying.
Yeah, give it a little bit, and then we'll take the rest after the break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one is just to look at corporate tax policy, right? Which is not exactly what you're saying, but like look at direct file, right? What I think the Biden administration wanted to do is to say you shouldn't have to pay to file your taxes unless they're really complicated.
Thank you for bringing that up.
This
we're going to bring it up
is
again.
The Tom Hartman program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
Today, we're also learning that our
you win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie, and it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, you know.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
no
Civic
word in
Media
English language
app.
Is less
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out.
Can I get a mulligan?
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
I'm probably okay.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Probably okay?
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Store while supplies local radio last. For Plus you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations plus. Across hurry. Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans.
Hear that?
Choosing the right mortgage lender involves
the
much
sound
more
of your
than
life.
Just a rate. Quicken Loans has
perfectly
earned 11 J.D. Power
imperfect.
Awards for client satisfaction.
Beating in rhythm to the world you've created.
A simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely
but every
online.
Time you drive
no
after drinking, the music gets drowned out.
Quicken Loans. America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans
today. Life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We're back here on the Tom Hartman Show. The couple you wanted to talk about, Caitlin Clark, and one of you off air had a question of what led me to the conclusion of that Caitlin Clark is the most popular women's basketball player in the world. It was a poll. It wasn't my own preference. It was a poll that was done. In fact, Caitlin Clark was the best known college basketball player in America. 60% of sports fans were able to identify her. Avid sports fans, it was 73%. That dwarfed anyone, man or woman. And if you look at professional athletes, she is also leading the league, certainly leading her league in endorsement deals and in Q rating. So that's not me advocating, that's me trying to be empirical. And I want to find this place where we don't go into a thing of like resenting her greatness. I think it's only about race. And let's be clear, she plays basketball in a way that's really fun. Like when you, in the same way that Steph Curry plays basketball, it's really fun. If you come down, like she takes shots that I was taught are bad shots. If you took, you'd get benched. And she'd come down, take a 28-footer, and that'd just be like what she does, right? When the college line is much closer. In the women's game, the college line used to even be closer. And that's really fun. And you don't have an above-the-rim game in the same way in the women's game. So that's can kind of be fun to watch. But as a Reebok ad said in the 80s, some come down with a 35-footer, raining down, it'll wire you up. And it does. It's really fun. So I don't put it all through race. And I want to be able to say, of course, let's grapple with this. As our caller Lewis said, that there is a dynamic in this country of a great white hope. We root for Jerry Corey when he's a boxer. Who's we? I don't know. I didn't exactly. But he triggers something, not something we should be deeply proud of. And we should be aware of it. We should be willing to talk about it. We should be able to both delight and glory and root for Caitlin Clark's greatness and root for the rise of women's game and recognize that, of course, there are racial dynamics. And let's come to grips with those. And let's see if in our hearts we can find the same ability to glory in Simone Biles, who's one of the greatest athletes of all time in any sport. Like, it's a miracle. To illustrate just a little bit how miracle it was, we're sort of in Olympic season, approaching Olympic season. And Simone Biles had a case of the twisties and didn't have her best finish. That would normally be the end of a gymnast. A gymnast usually gets one Olympics, because their athletic prime in gymnastics is very narrow. It doesn't last very long unless you're Simone Biles, and then apparently you just keep on doing it. And you keep on being the best that there has ever been by such a large margin that as long as you don't get the twisties or get injured, everybody knows you're going to win before you start. And I hope that we can find it in ourselves to not be only binary and say, well, something is good and therefore something else has to be bad, or something is bad and therefore something can't be good. No, we got to be able to wrestle with both the good and the bad, right? We got to glory in the things that are worth glorying in and come to grips with the redemption that we all need to bend towards, that we all need to work towards in the country. In order to love America, it is loved best as a redemption story for each of us, myself included. 503. Who's 503? I was about to give you my home telephone number. I didn't even use a landline. That's not even my cell number. It would have been totally useless to you. You want my old landline? It would have been helpful. Call in line here, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is 202-808-9925. We'll do a speed round coming up right after this break.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. House Republicans voting to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for not complying with a subpoena to provide audio recordings of the president's testimony with a special counsel looking into Biden's handling of classified documents. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin describing a Republican impeachment inquiry off the rails.
They literally don't even know what they're looking for anymore.
The Justice Department has indicated it will not prosecute Garland. President Biden is in southern Italy for this year's G7 summit. He'll be meeting on the sidelines Thursday with Ukraine's President Zelensky to sign a new U.S.-Ukraine defense agreement. Torrential rains in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in counties affected by major flooding across his state. In the NBA Finals, the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-99 in Game 3 to move within a record-breaking 18th title, one win away from that. And the Federal Reserve Wednesday leaving the key interest rate unchanged at 5.3%. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for five lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when six fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually come to an end, and our skies will turn mostly clear in the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise, a southwest wind. On Thursday, expect sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s, and a light west to northwest wind. It's 66 at our studios.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's
like
only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Alba.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic, that's a tongue twister. Spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. Plus, supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Calm Probiotic, Just Thrive, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. It's Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic. All with money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use promo code TOM. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM. It's like getting a month for free. Let's thrive. All right. Let's go straight to Eddie from Santa Monica, California. Hello, Eddie.
How you doing, Jeff?
How's the weather in Santa Monica? That's a dumb question.
It's cloudy.
Cloudy, huh? But it's not snowing, and it's not too hot. Santa Monica never gets too hot, very rarely.
Yeah, so listen, Jeff, I just wanted to give my opinion. I truly believe that what's it called, Orange Turd is not going to win the election in November.
Yeah.
I truly believe that the women are going to come out because of the abuse of the abortion stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I truly believe they're all going to come out in numbers, mm-hmm. especially the transgender people. You know, they're being attacked, so they're going to come out in numbers. And all the book banning issues, you know, the young generation, the kids are not at the age of voting yet, not until November. They're going to come out in numbers. I truly believe that.
Well, I will say I appreciate it, and I appreciate the call. And Eddie, I have to say, I think predictions when it comes to elections are have questionable utility. And by the way, I'd say this not to respond to you. I say this to preempt what I'm about to say. But I think of questionable utility, and I'll say why. First of all, because what do we know? My prediction doesn't matter that much. Second of all, it can be either, it can risk being a self-defeating prophecy. If you say, oh, things are going to be fine, then people say, oh, things will be fine, I've got to do anything. Because in order to win elections, it requires effort, financial effort, communications effort, door-knocking effort, phone-calling effort, postcard-writing effort, emotional effort requires effort. And the only thing I know is this race looks like a coin flip right now. That's not me talking, that's 538 talking. Looks like a coin flip. I will say, I agree with you. I actually think it's going to be a close one, and Donald Trump ain't going to win. That the only way he can win is through manipulation. That's what I think. He can't get more than 40% of the vote. He just can't in this country. And I know that because of track record. I also believe that because of my faith in my country, that ultimately what we are about includes democracy. Ultimately, what we are about includes compassion. Ultimately, what we are about includes our best principles. So as a matter of faith, I think you're right. But as a matter of empiricism, I think probably, but almost certainly a coin flip, almost certainly really, really close. And that means folks got to work at it. I also agree with one minor quibble. I think the trans community is and should be rightly motivated. But as an aggregate number of voters, not a tremendous number of voters. And the right wing would love to make and has worked very, very hard to make elections all over the country about what bathrooms you can use. I don't know if that wins elections for Democrats, but I think you are absolutely right. The right wing and Donald Trump do not want the campaign to be about the thing they have been working at for the last 40 years, which is to undermine a woman's right to choose. Because that is waking up people, definitely women, and people of all generations to, oh, wait a minute. It's not just a TV show. It's not just something that impacts other people. This is something that could impact me. This is something that could impact somebody I love, somebody I care about, somebody I know. This has real impacts, not just sort of trickle impacts that might impact me eventually, not just antitrust law, which I care a lot about and impacts everybody, but it doesn't impact everybody immediately and obviously. But what the Supreme Court did with Roe versus Wade, that impacts a lot of people and immediately and obviously. And it ain't over, because one of the things that made sure it's not over is not having Republicans have triple-barreled control of American government. Not having a Republican president who would sign a nationwide abortion ban, who said he would when he was running for president before, who said it after he ran for president previously. So I do think that is a defining, tied for the defining issue of the coming election. But I think you got job growth. It's part of the reason why so many oligarchs have been trying to say, oh, economy's about to tank, economy's about to tank, economy's about to tank. Because they kind of want it to a little bit. They kind of want it to. It gives them a couple advantages. First of all, it would allow interest rates to go down so that they could get money cheaper. Second of all, it would make asset prices go down. I don't mean grocery prices. I mean asset prices. I mean like buying big stuff, big expensive stuff that millionaires can't afford, but multi-millionaires and billionaires can afford. And they can buy that big stuff when asset prices go down. And the third is it would quell what some of them fear, which is actually middle-class driven democracy and economy. That's actually the big thing going on. To your friends in purple and red areas, so much of this stuff is just a bloody distraction. So much of this stuff is just theater so that people don't recognize, hey, wait a minute, why don't we try to have a system that's a little bit better for more people? Why don't you have a system where the people are a little bit more in charge? Just a little bit better rather than a lot worse. Most people would agree with that. And in fact, most people, if they are not bombarded with propaganda, do agree with that. So I agree with you that I think that the in a similar way that black women saved America. That's what I think. Black women saved America. But for black women, Joe Biden would have been nominated and wouldn't have won. Most reliable voting base. They saw hogwash. I don't mean to generalize too much, forgive me, but I am generalizing with gratitude, deep, deep gratitude. I'm stealing it from my wife. She's just lying. Listen, without black women, the country would be screwed. That's my wife's line. If it's offensive, I apologize. Feel free to call me on it, but it's my wife's line. Without black women, the country would be screwed. I tend to agree. And I do think that democracy will be rescued by women. That's what I think. I think that's our best chance globally. I think their best chance in the country. I like being a guy. I root for a resurgence of a masculinity that we can root for. I hope to be a part of that, including improving my own self. I don't think that needs to be softness and weakness. I'm even comfortable having uncomfortable gender and sex conversations, not because I have them adeptly, not because I'm an expert, but because I don't think they don't matter. But I can also say I think women are our best chance. I think they're just clearly our best chance. All right, thanks for the call, which gave me the excuse to say that. Let's go to Beachside Bill, opposite coast from Santa Monica, but also the beach. Go ahead, Bill. From Orlando.
Oh, afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, afternoon, Jefferson. Hope all's well. I just want to do a little reflection here. 8 years ago today, the Pulse nightclub shooting happened. And it affected me not so much in a personal way. You know, I'm on the outskirts. I never went to the club or anything. I visited after the shooting and all that. But I just want to remind people that there is a way we can approach the gun lobby, and it's very simple. If we can win the House back and the Senate, hopefully keep the Senate and keep Joe Biden in there, we can reverse the Bush Jr. 2005 law, I forget the name of it, you know, where it gave immunity to the gun manufacturers and the bullet manufacturers, right? You take that immunity away, and I believe mass shootings would go down. But the legacy of Pulse, I just remember quickly, I talked to you earlier this year. I was in Hawaii when I talked to you. I did 150 gallons of donating blood. And one of the legacies for me of Pulse is I began, after mass shootings and any other kind of disaster, I began seeing blood buses lining up to, for people to donate blood. And that didn't happen before Pulse. And that's, for me, it's one, you know, a personal thing. Like when Trump says that immigrants poison the blood of America, I take that personally because I donate blood and my blood doesn't discriminate. So I just wanted to give that a shout out, and I really appreciate it. But, you know. How do you? Yes, it's red. It all of, you know.
It's just red. Here's the red blood of America.
Go.
Thank you.
Go on.
Thank you, Bill, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jefferson. Good talking to you again.
Cheers. And I want to say, Bill, I've talked before, and I forget because I forget too many things, but it's easy to remember how grateful I am to the people who donate blood. I'm scared of it. And Bill has inspired me that I got to do it. I get faint at needles. There's a lot of things that don't scare me that scare other people. But I get, and I'm not, I'm not intellectually scared of needles. I just, when I go, my blood pressure goes way down. I still do it, but I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to overcome it and donate some blood. I got to have that on some version of bucket list. Because what a way to demonstrate love for the human beings. And yes, it's not a shout, it's a remembrance for the Pulse nightclub massacre. We call it a shooting, and we call those people shooters. I want to try to use human words. The word shooter and the word shooting, I'm not correcting Bill, I was actually correcting what I almost said. When we say shooter, first of all, that puts all of the attention, all the focus, fully centralizes the person causing the harm, rather than thinking about the victim. And in doing that, it does it in a way that removes the harm. Oh, shooting. I mean, you have a first-person shooter video game. That sounds harmless. I mean, there may be 3 degrees of separation later if it impacts sort of your brain waves, habits, and beliefs, and comfort levels, and what it inures you to. But if somebody shoots a bunch of people and kills them, they're not a shooter. They're a murderer. They're a mass murderer. And that's a lot worse. These aren't shootings, these are gun murders. They're not mass shootings, they're gun mass murders. And that's the kind of thing that our listening base could help correct other media organizations on. That is worth hashtag watch your language. That is something that'd be worthy. And I think we could get that corrected if we worked at it. If you just corrected people, hey, shooter, what do you mean shooter? You could be a shooter shooting skeet. You can be a shooter out hunting. You can be a shooter at targets. You can be a shooter in your basement playing Call of Duty. That's not the problem. The problem is the murder. Because it's not the problem, and because the problem is murder, the only thing accurate to say is murder. So yeah, to the mass murder at the Pulse nightclub, 49 people, not shot, 49 people murdered, 53 others shot and wounded. All right. Let's go to Michael from Doofer. Oh, we're going to break. We'll get back to you in a minute. Thank you. It's nice to be with you. Hope you're doing all right. It's beautiful June. I love June. June's my favorite month. It's just great in June. Let's hope good things happen in June. Let's be ready for Democracy Summer. Let's be ready for this break. We'll be back 202-808-9925 and your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith, 202-808-9925.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Ball.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Here's what Evan from Orlando, real Dr. Marty customer, says about his dog's Larry, about Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior by just changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to our dogs because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. They yum it up. And unlike other fresh brands, quote, fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it's not messy. You don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, is naturally full of nutrients. Save it to 54% off. 54% off? Holy mackerel. So many percentages, I can barely say it. Up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef, liver, dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to whatever heavens may be. Welcome back. This is Tom Hartman Show. Let's go straight to your phone calls. Most Patient Listener Award, John from Seattle. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jeff. You do a good job taking over for Tom.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, you were talking about Hunter Biden's court case.
Yep.
And as I recall it, when he was there a year, was it a year ago that he was going to cop a plea, or he was going for misdemeanor? And the judge was ready to give the sentence out on that day. And I believe what happened is that the GOP, Jordan, that group, sent a note to the judge stopping the judge from giving the sentence. And then it changed the whole court case. And that's how that began.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And it was on that day, and I just wanted to clarify, because I believe that's how it started.
Yeah.
Because they were ready to go, and everything was going fine, and then the judge got a note, and I was going, oh, here we go. And where did that note come from? And it had to have come from the GOP, from Congress.
John, do you have a source? Do you have something I can read about it?
It was on MSNBC.
Okay.
It was on the news.
Yeah.
But that's going back like a year ago.
Yep.
But I can remember when it was coming down and yeah. hearing about it. And then they went, oh, the judge has stopped here to take on a note or has this letter.
Yeah.
And they're reading it. And then it changed the judge's decision to take it to a different level. And they decided that it would go to a different level, and then that's what changed the case. And then they had to decide to plead not guilty.
We're going to break.
Yeah, not guilty instead of guilty.
Yeah, we're going to break, John, and thank you very much for the phone call. And yeah, any source, feel free to send it to me. What we do know is that the right wing has wanted to fix it as Hunter Biden stuff to give them something to say. The 100 things to say about Donald Trump, they need something to say. This gives them something to say. Or it's not about Joe Biden.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, our Women Win Wisconsin segment introduces us to someone running for assembly against Phil Collins or Ben Franklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.